This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to First Friday Focus on the Environment. I'm David Fair, sitting with my partner in this monthly look at the important environmental topics facing the state of Michigan. Lisa Wozniak is the Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, and welcome back.
Thank you, David.
Our guest today is going to help guide us through a conversation on energy, climate, and safe drinking water. Jeff Irwin is in his first term as 18th District State Senator, but the Ann Arbor Democrat has previously served as 53rd District State Representative. And Mr. Irwin, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me, David.
Well, our topics are all interrelated. I do want to start with water. Senator Irwin, with growing PFAS contamination, continuation of the Flint water crisis, and locally the 1,4-dioxane plume in the Ann Arbor area, what indications do you have early on in the new Whitmer administration that adequate measures are going to be taken to ensure the safety of our waters?
Well, this is a really important question, and you know, we're finding PFAS wherever we look. I mean, we're finding it in our bodies, we're finding it in every corner of the state, and I think that's really raised a lot of alarm bells all over the state of Michigan. And one of the things that's been really exciting to me is, you know, I was excited when Governor Whitmer got elected, but I was even more excited when she took office and made it clear that she was going to use the power of the governor's office to focus on these issues. And so she's done a few things already. She's reorganized the Department of Environmental Quality into the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and
took
Energy.
Took a couple of efforts.
That's true, and we could go into that. But a couple of the items that really survived some of those fights in the legislature were she created an office of the public water advocate, which is going to just focus solely on, you know, water resources in the state of Michigan, really put some additional attention on this critical issue. This should be a top issue in Michigan, and the governor is signaling that she's going to make it a top issue throughout her first term. She also created an environmental justice advocate, which really zeroes in on a lot of these issues in some of our hardest hit communities that are really hit by pollution. And she also created the new Office of Energy and Climate Change. So this shows me that she's using the power of the office to focus on these environmental issues that are of greatest importance to me.
And that energy component, Lisa, is a direction I want to head. I'm not sure if there is enough discussion that takes place on how energy production impacts the quality and safety of our waters.
Yeah, that's a great question and a great point, David. There's a huge intersection between the two. How we produce our electricity has, I would call, a direct impact on our Great Lakes and our rivers, our streams, and our drinking water. Right now, Michigan still produces the majority of its energy from dirty coal-fired power plants. And when we burn coal, it spews toxic chemicals into our air, like mercury and arsenic and lead, and that those chemicals fall back down into our waterways, so into our rivers and our Great Lakes and indeed our drinking water. And also, maybe even worse yet, burning coal produces an enormous amount of toxic waste that's called coal ash, and it's a sludge that contains all those harmful pollutants like the mercury and arsenic and lead. And for decades, the utility companies have actually dumped this coal ash in unlined ponds, some next to their power plants, and this sludge seeps right into our waterways and sometimes into our drinking water. So the connection between how we produce our energy and what's happening to our water is immediate.
Well, let's dive into some of those energy issues as put forth by Lisa Wozniak. Jeff, Michigan has been transitioning away from the coal that she's referring to, which is something you've advocated for the entirety of your political career. Slow as it may be, we seem to be headed toward a cleaner energy future. Would you agree?
Well, we're taking some baby steps towards a clean energy future, and I remember working on trying to, you know, get Michigan off of coal as much as almost 20 years ago with Lisa Wozniak here when we were working on environmental issues that long ago. And so we have made a tremendous amount of progress when you look back that far, but the progress we're making is not fast enough. And unfortunately, the state is moving from coal very aggressively towards natural gas, which I see as having two problems. One, we're not fundamentally getting off of the carbon-based economy. We need to make a dramatic switch to renewable energy for both economic reasons and environmental reasons. We're never going to drill our way to energy independence, and Michigan will be a much more prosperous place if we can self-source our energy by leaning into all the development in renewable energies. This movement towards gas is troubling, in my view, because it doesn't move fundamentally away from fossil fuels. The other reason it's troubling is because it's going to be very costly. I mean, when you look at the cost estimates that were done to invest in these new gas plants, the expectation was that gas plants were going to stay, or gas prices were going to stay at historic lows. I don't think that's going to be the case now that the entire upper Midwest is moving dramatically towards natural gas. So does it have a big emissions benefit at the stack? Yes, but I think we need to be moving much more dramatically towards renewables if we're going to do right by Michigan's economic future, but also do our part to address global climate change.
If I may add to that just quickly, yeah. Both utilities have made commitments to actually transition to quote-unquote clean energy, but I would just like to underline what Senator Irwin has pointed out, which is a lot of their transition plans are away from coal and still using fossil fuel. So I really believe we need to have a big push towards the renewables.
And right now, one of the things that's happening in Lansing right now is our Michigan Public Service Commission was given the responsibility to set the rates for how much the utilities were going to have to pay customers who generate energy at their home or their business or their farm. This could be solar panels. This could be anaerobic digesters. It could be all sorts of interesting new renewable energies that can contribute to our economy and our environmental future. And unfortunately, DTE right now is attempting to squash renewable energy at the home or at the customer side. And by providing such a poor reimbursement for the energy put back on the grid that it doesn't make sense for anyone to build renewable energy. These are the types of things that are happening in Lansing right now that threaten our energy future.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is First Friday Focus on the Environment. Lisa Wozniak is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters and our content partner for this monthly feature. Our guest today is a Democrat from Ann Arbor. Jeff Irwin is in his first term as 18th District State Senator.
So, Senator Irwin, we recently saw consumers' energy request that we decrease our energy use during the polar vortex, and it was due to a fire at one of the biggest natural gas facilities that they have. We've also seen power outages during some of the season's coldest days. You've mentioned reliability. What needs to change to ensure that we have the energy that we need to heat and power our homes?
Yeah, I mean, one thing just from the standpoint of table setting, I remember being a much younger man and when this issue of global warming was becoming a big issue, and a lot of debate was had about what's the appropriate name. And I remember some folks at the time were pushing to call it global weirding, because what is really happening to our climate is just much more dramatic swings and much more unpredictable and just crazy weather rather than particularly warmer or colder. And that's going to wreak havoc on our lifestyles and our agriculture and cause all sorts of other problems. So, so the question is, what can we do about it? One thing we can do about it to have a more resilient and environmentally friendly energy grid is to, rather than frustrate home-based distributed energy generation, to actually encourage it. The more businesses and homeowners we have that are investing in our energy solution in a way that is homegrown, the better. And what that allows us to do, and what it actually requires us to do as well, is to upgrade our grid to handle those more complicated flows. And if we were really wise, we would pass the microgrid bill that many of us have been proposing for many years in Lansing that would actually require an upgrade and investment in our grid that would increase both reliability and the capacity to deal with more customer-generated energy.
What we're going to find is that the utilities are not necessarily on board with anything that might dip into their profits or their ability to grow those profits. So as we consider grid security and energy reliability, the utilities are going to go to the Public Service Commission and say, hey, we need to make these investments, but we're going to charge customers higher rates. We already have a great number of people in Michigan that can't pay their energy bills, even more on the cusp. Is there a line in the sand that we cannot cross when it comes to consumer energy costs?
I think that there is, and that's one of the reasons why I've been opposed to building Fermi 3, for instance, right? From a climate change perspective, it would be a big benefit. Nuclear power doesn't have a real climate change impact, but it's tremendously expensive. So I do think that there is a certain point at which electricity becomes unaffordable for folks who are working people, and we can't allow that. A great example would be the Upper Peninsula right now. The power costs in the Upper Peninsula are tremendous, and it's really as a result of our electricity choice law I don't want to get too far into the weeds, but yes, electricity affordability is a big problem. And one of the things that I think we need to do that would, frankly, save us all money is just be much more attentive and generous to folks who are unable to pay their bills and help them pay their bills. It's tremendously costly for us to constantly be running around Southeast Michigan, shutting off people's power for non-payment and then turning it back on. It's actually a lot more costly than them just not paying their bills.
Once again, you're listening to First Friday Focus on the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside Lisa Wozniak and State Senator Jeff Irwin. Former Vice President Joe Biden once said, "Don't tell me what you value. Show me your budget and I'll tell you what you value." Governor Whitmer is to release her budget proposal on March 5th. And Lisa Wozniak, what do you hope to learn learn about her values when it comes to the environment?
Well, we've seen, as Senator Irwin has pointed out, that this governor has made it very clear that clean, safe drinking water and climate change are priorities for her. The day after the election, when asked about what her number one priority was, she literally said, we need to take care of our drinking water crisis. And as Senator Irwin has already also pointed out, some of her initial actions right out of the gate have been to address things related to our drinking water, our energy, our climate change. So I would like to see and expect to see that her budget priorities will also include an emphasis on the things that she's spoken about very clearly and with determination in the first few days of her office.
And Senator Irwin, you're in Lansing and you're taking a look at what the budget might provide and how to plan for it. What do you know?
Well, I have a lot of ideas of my own about things that I want to advance in the budget. But with respect to the governor's recommendations that are going to be coming out soon, and specifically with respect to the Department of Environmental Quality, now the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, that department has been really beat down over the course of the last 20 years. They've been underfunded. The employees there have constantly been whipsawed between their responsibility to protect the environment and groups like the Chamber of Commerce that have fundamentally frustrated their ability to do so. And so what I'm hoping for is I'm hoping for the governor's budget to invest a little bit more in our environmental protection department and give those employees the resources they need to get out there and actually test the water, to verify that these polluters that are seeking permits are following the rules of their permit. We need much more inspection and verification in our environmental protection programs, and there's just not money in the budget to do that now.
The manner in which you just presented that information is one of the lines where we seem to find a divide between Republicans and Democrats. Republicans still hold the majority in both chambers of the state legislature. So can we get to a place where we're more on the same page when it comes to these environmental issues, Senator Irwin?
Well, it's going to be tremendously difficult. We saw just last week when the governor was attempting to eliminate these polluter panels that have the authority to overrule the DEQ director's decisions and the DEQ scientist's decisions about permits, or have the authority to overrule the DEQ's and the governor's decisions about environmental rules. The Republicans really went to bat to protect those polluter panels on behalf of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. And so that was not a heartening episode, and that's how we started the year. I don't have a tremendous amount of confidence in this, to be quite honest, which is why, I really try to work with my conservative colleagues to make the economic argument with them about why this is important, about how there are businesses in our state that are following the rules. And when we allow businesses to pollute or not pay their taxes or break other rules, we're really doing harm to the businesses that do follow the rules. And that's an argument I find can have some sway with some of my conservative colleagues.
While I, too, was disheartened by the approach to Governor Whitmer's executive orders and specifically the polluter panels, I will say that as these issues continue to grow in every part of the state, the people representing the residents who are being impacted are going to hear their voices, and those voices are only going to get louder. And I believe we will see representatives, no matter what letter they have behind their name, beginning to be pushed to take action to protect our water and ensure that we have cleaner energy.
Well, I've enjoyed the conversation, and obviously we could talk about this for hours on end, but our time today has come to an end. Senator Irwin, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is 18th District Senator Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor, and a thank you to my partner in First Friday Focus on the Environment. Lisa Wozniak is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters and joins us the first Friday of every month. We'll see you in April.
See you then, David.
I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.